Pesach the Shabbos, the Gemara says that there was a tztuki that saw a Rava that was learning a Gemara, and he was sitting on his finger was under his foot, and he was squeezing it, and there was partial blood coming out of his finger. So this tztuki saw a Rava, and he said, you're a nation, Klal Yisrael, you're a nation that does things without thinking. They do things, they went ahead. Look, it's the same thing they did by Matan Torah, that they went ahead and they said, Nasa v'nishma. They went ahead and they mekabel something when they didn't even know what they're mekabel. And look, and they're continuing to do these funny, strange things without thinking. That's what the tzaduki told Rava. So Rava said back, no. Rava said back, we go with shlemus, we go with tzmimus. We're going with tzmimus, we accepted what Hashem said, we weren't chayshid. The tumas yishoyim tanchem. Ashenkin, other people are worried and go with complaints. So then Vesalev Begdim Yeshadim. The Tztukim, they go ahead and they're not Maminim, they're not going with Mimos, and that's why they have a Kasha and Nasa v'nishma. So there was some machloikis between Rava and the Tztuki in understanding of Klal Yisrael saying Nasa v'nishma. Does it make sense? Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma? Does it not make sense? So what's the Bira Adava? Maybe we can explain these two tzadim. So let's try to say a vort, maybe we'll have be able to bring something out of it here. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says that a person can't be mischayiv himself to give or to sell something that has no end, no limit. If a person says, I'm going to sell you unlimited amount of such and such, and the halach is that the kinyan is not chal. And the reason is it's a lack of smichus das, it's like an asmachta. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. And so comes the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, according to the Rambam, that a person can't make a kinyan, an undefined amount. So how did it work that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma? Klal Yisrael accepted all the mitzvahs, unlimited mitzvahs that Hashem is going to say, Hashem is going to tell us. How does it work? How does such a Kabbalah work? A Kinyan can't work when it's an undefined amount. So how did it work that Klal Yisrael made a Kabbalah, Nasa v'nishma, they're accepting an undefined amount? As I frek the Beis Halevi. So one way, I see that there's a Yid of Shraga Feivel Zimmerman. So he says one way to answer this is to say that the Ktois HaChoshen says that what's the idea? What's the problem with the Rambam? That if a person is buying or selling an undefined amount, then it doesn't work. The problem is it's a lack in Smichus Das. It's a lack of understanding. It's a lack that he's really not meaning. He doesn't really mean what he's saying because it's an undefined amount. Zog the Ktois, says the Ktois HaChoshen, that's all if he doesn't have Smichus Das. If you could prove that Itaka is serious, that he has a full understanding here, that he's fully serious, even though it's undefined amount, then even the Rambam would agree. So Memela, you could say this as an answer to the Beis Halevi's Kasha. That even though in many circumstances, Minastam, a person, the kinyan doesn't work on an undefined amount, but when people are serious about it, so then it will work even if it's an undefined amount. And that you could, with that you could explain the machlokes between Rava and the Tztuki. The Tztuki was saying it doesn't make sense to accept an undefined amount. And then Rava told him, no. Rava said, we go bitmimus. We are the ganzes michus das. Because we have full trust in Hashem, so therefore it's not a problem. There's no lack of smichus das. There's nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with our Kabbalah, with the fact that it was an undefined amount, with us not realizing what it is. Because someone who goes bitmimus has a ganze smichus das, even without knowing what it is. So that's really one way how to answer the base, a very nice way to how to answer the Beis Halevi's kasha. The Beis Halevi himself says another pshat. Says the Beis Halevi, the pshat is, Klal Yisrael, we're not accepting specific mitzvahs. If Klal Yisrael were accepting a whole bundle of mitzvahs, a bunch of mitzvahs, so since it's an unlimited, it's an undefined amount of mitzvahs, so then it's a problem. It's a problem that it's dover she, Then it's a davar she'ein lo kitzva. It's something that has no end. So how could it work? How could a kabbalah work on such a thing? So the Beis HaLevi, that's not what we were mekabel when we said Nasa v'nishma. Says the Beis HaLevi, we were mekabel to become avodim. We were mekabel one defined thing, not undefined, not unlimited amount of mitzvahs. We were mekabel one thing, a very defined thing. We were mekabel to make ourselves avodim. We were mekabel avdus. We were mekabel that we're becoming an eved. That's a defined thing. Once we're an eved, then whatever the master says we're going to do. That's not a problem. It can be unlimited amount of things that the master will tell the eved. It's one defined thing, one limited thing that we made ourselves into avodim. Avodayim, that's not a problem of smichus das if what we were mekabel on ourselves was avdus. Because it goes even further. But it's not the pshat. There's really two ways a person can be fully sold over to another person. One is if a person becomes an eved. But in truth, it wasn't plain avdus that we were mekabel that we became. The pasuk says in Shiashirim, Tzeenu re'enu b'nei tziyim b'melech shleim b'ato ha'shitru le'imoy v'im chasunos v'im simchas diboy. Chazal say that Matan Torah was like a chasana. Matan Torah was like a marriage. When the chasana and kala, there's an avdus. There's a certain kabbalah's avdus. Each one is mekabel to the other. That type of avdus is not an avdus of lowness. That's an avdus of the derhoibinkeit. That's an avdus of a very chashiva avdus. That's the type of avdus. In the chenami, we were mekabel a shibud on ourselves. Avodim, we're going to become avodim to Hashem. It's a type of avdus that was, at the same time, it was simchas liba, at the same time, it was a chasana, it was a marriage to Hashem. At the same time, it's something that we became uplifted, not nidrikite, not lowness. It was something that we became like a zivug, it was like a chasana with Hashem. So that, we were mekabel, was one thing that we were mekabel. We were mekabel to subdue ourselves and gans into Hashem like an eved. That one thing, but that one thing of subduing was a davar chashuv, a davar thing that shall chashivos. It was something that chasunos, it was a marriage to Hashem, it was the oifen chashuv. And that's what we were mekabel on the day of Matan Torah. We're getting close to this. That's kulis hayoim. And we should go ahead and again approach the Shavuos and understand what the Simcha of Shavuos is, and once again be mekabel the Ol Torah, the Ol Torah, and Ol Malchus Shemayim.